Which room did you use? Like,
I grew up in this room right here.
That was your bedroom there?
Mine and my brother, who's 4 years younger than I, shared a room here.
Uh-huh.
And my older brother was in this room. And my sister was in this room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when he graduated from high school, I moved to here.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then when I moved out, my sister moved over here.
But what was so great about this bedroom?
That was a cool room. You know? It had the telephone in it.
Oh, okay. I get it, yeah.
That was a choice room.
Which room was the most formal, like if you had company over?
Over here. Definitely. Living room.
Okay. Which room did you sit around in, like just to watch TV and do family stuff?
In the den.
Okay. Did y'all have a fireplace?
Yes. Fireplace here.
Okay.
In the living room.
What do you call that thing that goes up through the roof that the smoke goes up? On the
chimney?
What?
The chimney?
Like that thing right there, that brick part that sticks out.
The
fireplace, yeah, what do you call it?
Oh gosh, I never call it anything, but I guess it's a hearth.
Okay.
But I don't ever call it that.
Okay. What do you call it anything?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I just say that's the fireplace.
Okay.
The whole thing.
All right.
Except the
what's that?
That's the mantle over there.
Okay. What do you call it? Black stuff that the smoke leaves in the chimney when the smoke goes up?
Soot.
Okay. But in the fireplace, what do you call those things that you lay the wood across? Metal.
The andirons.
Okay. Used to be people, I don't know if y'all do this or not, but used to be like when people used fireplace for warmth, they put a great big rounded log in the back, you know, and kind of pile the fire up against it. And at night, they could pile the fire up and it could die down, pile up against it. And it would reflect heat out back out into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that big piece of wood in the back?
Big log, I don't know.
Okay.
No particular name.
Let's see. What kind of wood do you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything that, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but sometimes people in places where there are a lot of pine trees, they can go out and cut down a pine tree that's just green and split it open, and the wood is soft enough to just be used just like it is, even though it's green, to start a fire with. Do you have a name for that kind of pine stuff?
No.
Okay.
Never used it.
When the fire burns out, it's burned all the way down, and in the bottom you've got left
ashes.
Okay. And what do you call this thing?
Rocker.
Okay. what do you call that thing right there?
This here?
Yeah.
This chair?
Yeah, okay. what would you call that piece of furniture that three or four people could sit on?
Couch.
Okay, do you have any other words for it?
No.
You don't ever call anything?
That's a couch.
Okay.
I call the one in the living room a sofa sometimes.
Oh, what's the difference?
I guess it's more formal. I just think the sofa is probably more formal.
I see.
And this is just a couch. It's really a hide a bed. Technically, it's a hide a bed because it pulls a bed. You know, it's got a bed in there.
Uh-huh.
But I just call it a couch, usually.
Okay. Have you ever heard, your parents or anybody call anything else besides a couch or something?